case you missed it.
Keberhasilan The Shadows Race menembus pasar internasional membuat banyak pihak berpendapat bahwa film laga Indonesia berpotensi menembus pasar yang lebih luas. Disutradari oleh sinias kenamaan Timo Cahyanto, film laga non-stop ini berhasil masuk dalam daftar global top 10 film non-Inggris hanya 6 hari setelah peluncurannya di layanan streaming Netflix. Film ini juga menduduki peringkat 10 film teratas di 85 negara, termasuk Amerika Serikat, Kanada, Brasil, Prancis, Inggris, Jerman, Spanyol, Jepang, Korea Selatan, Hong Kong, dan Indonesia. Di beberapa negara, film ini bahkan bertahan di posisi puncak selama berpekan-pekan. Arif Budiman berbincang dengan Timo Cahyanto dan movie blogger Rama Tambobolon yang berbasis di Los Angeles, California, mengenai peluang film laga Indonesia menembus pasar Amerika Serikat. The Shadows Race menandai proyek paling ambisius Timo Cahyanto bersama Netflix setelah bekerjasama dengan seniman bela diri terkemuka Iko Uwais dan Joe Taslim dalam film hit tahun 2018 The Night Comes For Us dan film komedi aksi blockbuster tahun 2022 The Big Four. Dihubungi VOA menyusul keberhasilan filmnya, Timo menjawab dengan nada merendah.
Not just me, but like there has been some pretty solid Indonesian, action movies, so. We can do it. We just need time.
Timo ada benarnya. Film-film laga Indonesia menjadi sorotan setelah dirilisnya film Droid Redemption yang disutradarai Gareth Evans dan dibintangi Iko Uwais, Yahya Ruhian, dan Joe Taslim yang kemudian disusul oleh sequelnya Droid 2.
Kalau kita ngomong the American market, well, I think the closest one which has been successful in kind of like existing in the American market ya adalah The Raid kan. Karena The Raid sendiri waktu itu zaman belum ada Netflix udah bisa kayak existing in the American distribution lah.
Netflix memang diakui Timo memiliki andil besar dalam keberhasilan yang dicetak The Shadows Race mengingat jaringannya yang mendunia.
Nah sekarang sih kayaknya aku rasa any Indonesian film yang bagus gitu ya yang have that international standard, I think can exist in the international market because like people like Netflix. I mean the sad thing about Netflix adalah ya films yang meant to be watched in the big screen, it's not going to be in the big screen, it's going to go straight to Netflix, right? Tapi the benefit of that adalah if your film is making enough noise, then the impact will be quite instantaneous karena nggak cuma di Indonesia doang, tapi langsung keluar kayak di Jepang, di Amerika, di bahkan sekarang, sampai sekarang, surprisingly, film like The Shadows Ray is still number one in Saudi Arabia, still number one in I think, Brazil.
Media streaming atau platform OTT atau over-the-top seperti Netflix dan Prime Video, menurut Timo, telah mengubah cara orang menonton karya sinema.
Netflix cannot change the game for films like my film. That's why sampai sekarang pun aku masih prefer making film with Netflix karena a lot of people complain, hey, film kayak gini mestinya masuk bioskop nih, gitu. Cuman, honestly, I don't think the film will be quite as successful kalau kita bukan film Netflix, gitu. Pertama, to find the financing for this type of film, kalau bukan dari Netflix, is quite hard. And also, because of the violent level, it makes it hard for us to get a rating that we want, gitu. Bisa aja 21+, So there's a lot of factor yang makes me feel like, Netflix is much more benefiting for this type of film.
Pernyataan Timo dibenarkan Rama Tambobolon, movie blogger yang berbasis di Los Angeles, California, yang juga tercatat sebagai anggota sejumlah asosiasi kritikus film di Amerika seperti Hollywood Creative Alliance dan Los Angeles Film Critics Society.
Thanks to streaming service kayak Netflix, Prime Video, yang membuat possible film-film Indonesia mendapat ditontonin dengan banyak audience. Yang bukan hanya di bioskop doang gitu. Jadi itulah kenapa lebih possible sekarang dibandingkan yang dulu. Karena formatnya sudah beda.
Apa sebetulnya keunggulan film The Shadows Race dibandingkan film-film laga Hollywood? Timo mengakui, selain koreografi perkelahian yang apik, kebrutalan menjadi faktor yang menentukan.
We can never compete with Hollywood in terms of the spectacle. They can do people jumping from a helicopter, people fighting from like 5 BMWs and the BMWs explode, gitu-gitu. So I think one way to sell that we have a certain kind of viscerality, gitu, adalah emang kita find a way. Well, the Indonesian way is the brutal way. You know, like I think when we talk about places like Jakarta atau apa gitu, we always talk about greedy and quite unforgiving. So I think it sort of speaks with the action tone of what we are providing sini gitu. Apalagi bela diri kita kan mayoritas kan silat kan. Silat is interesting in a way that it can be brutal yet beautiful, you know.
Brutalitas erat kaitannya dengan semburan darah di mana-mana. Dan ini bukan tidak mungkin akan membuat sejumlah orang enggan untuk menontonnya. Namun menurut Rama, itulah tuntutan pasar untuk film laga saat ini. Ketika ditanya apakah mungkin membuat film laga yang tidak banyak menampilkan darah, Rama menjawab.
Bisa dibuat kayak begitu. Di sini Amerika istilahnya PG-13 rating. Tapi nggak begitu populer sih menurut aku ya. Karena orang kalau nonton film action tiap itu, mereka ekspektasinya mau lihat gitu. Kalau nggak dikasih lihat, merasa dikecewakan gitu. Nah, saya bayar tiket untuk ini. Sekarang action biasanya rata-rata rated R. Jadi violent-nya dilihatin semua violent-nya. Bisa, nggak harus brutal melulu. Tapi bakal disukai atau nggak? I think my answer will be no. I think the audiences right now, karena John Wick movies, karena The Raid, udah populer gitu, orang nggak mau balik ke PG-13 film.
Rama lebih jauh mengatakan ada pergeseran selera di kalangan penonton, termasuk di Amerika, terhadap film laga.
Apa yang penonton tertarik selalu berubah dengan waktu, dengan zaman. Jadi mungkin Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon 20 tahun lalu itu generasinya itu mereka yang bisa konsumsi, to them that was popular, that was a great movie. And tapi flavor, people's taste in movies, they evolve. Selalu ada evolusi dengan with time.
Meski demikian, Rama menyebutkan keberhasilan The Shadow's Race tidak terlepas dari keberhasilan film-film laga dari Asia lainnya.
Action movie itu memang diekspektasikan dari film-film Indonesia karena stereotype, Asian movies is action movies. That's what the audiences expect. That's why Shadow's Race, The Night Comes for Us, The Raid, they're popular on Netflix.
Bagaimana dengan unsur internasional? Di pembuka film The Shadow's Race, Timo sengaja menampilkan adegan brutal yang seolah digambarkan berlangsung di Jepang. Apakah ini juga menjadi faktor yang sengaja ditawarkan Timo untuk mengundang atensi penonton di luar Indonesia?
Yeah, of course. I mean, why not? It's, at the end, it is about international organization, kan? This assassin rings, tuh, kayak emang... I never said it's limited to just the Indonesia. Jadi, I think there's something funny about Japanese people where ninja is originated from Japan, yet they are killed by a bunch of Indonesian ninjas. I think there's something darkly comedic about that, gitu, and so I was kind of like interesting in the genre trope. I always kind of try to add a whole pan-Asian sort of flavor, karena as a filmmaker, aku sendiri juga, I wasn't just grown the Indonesia, gitu loh. I was born in Germany, then I went to Sydney at some point.
Banyak pengamat film mengatakan The Shadow's Race menakjubkan secara sinematik. Film ini menampilkan semua jenis aksi yang bisa dibayangkan, mulai dari aksi mobil, tembak-menembak, kekacauan di kedai teh tradisional Jepang, perkelahian kacau di klub malam, dan pertarungan tangan kosong. Koreografi perkelahian juga menampilkan silat, kickboxing, dan beragam senjata, termasuk pedang katana Jepang. Timo menjelaskan.
A lot of people think like, oh, gila, yeah, this must be like 30 million. No, it's like, I wish it's 30 million. It's almost like sepersepuluhnya that number. Gitu. So Indonesia still allows us to kind of cheat our way around budget. Maksudnya cheat in a creative way. Ya. Kayak, we can make things look much more in Indonesia daripada kita shoot di something like Hollywood. Because I've shot a movie in Hollywood, right? Like I did, after I shot The Shadow's Trace, I did Nobody 2. And the budget difference, even though like Nobody 2 is way bigger budget than Shadow's Trace, cuman the constraint of like Hollywood rules emang lebih kerasa daripada kita di Indonesia gitu. So di Indonesia, I think the benefit is we are allowed to put significant amount of our budget to what we are shown on the screen. So it's all like creative stuff tuh masih bisa kita taruh banyak banget gitu loh.
Apakah ini berarti kalau dibesut di Hollywood, film ini akan menelan biaya yang jauh lebih besar?
Yeah, it's just much more costly and kayak above the line cost-nya juga banyak kan, karena lokasi juga mahal, tax juga ada. Banyak lah, maksudnya Indonesia juga punya tax, cuman the system is much more forgiving in terms of allowing you full creative freedom.
Rama mendukung pernyataan Timo, keberhasilan sebuah film laga tidak bergantung pada budgetnya.
Jadi walaupun nggak banyak budgetnya, bisa kamu buat action yang kelihatannya mahal gitu, walaupun bukan mahal. It all depends on, you know, the way you choreograph it, the way you shoot it, and the way you edit. Those are the three big things. Choreograph, film it, and then how you edit in the post-production. So, you know, sutradara yang pintar bisa membuat membuat action filmnya kelihatannya mahal walaupun budgetnya nggak mahal.
Keberhasilan Timo membuat film laga The Shadow Strays dengan biaya yang terbilang rendah ini membuat Timo berambisi untuk memproduksi sequelnya.
That's one of my way to kind of be able to say to Netflix, look, I can do this and let's do the sequel. This makes splash for this amount of budget, so that means like we can even push it further next time. Gitu.
Apakah ini sebuah kepastian?
I'm usually quite confident, like, you know what? When I made the film, like, I think I have the confidence that kayaknya ada potensial bisa nih gue lanjutin ceritanya gitu. So I decided to make that kind of like coda at the end with the idea that, you know, if people still want more of this, I have a story to tell there.
Timo juga punya rencana membuat film-film laga lain.
I have like one or two projects in the States that I'm probably going to do next year. I can't tell the title yet because, you know, it's like studio kind of thing, but for Indonesian itself, I'm definitely very keen to sort of continue the Big Four stories. Big Four is something yang is very dear to my heart on a personal level, just because I think the cast for me is kind of like family. And also, the Big Four is probably my most Indonesian film up to date, and I kind of take pride in that because orang-orang kalau nonton my film usually say like ini nggak kayak filmmakernya bukan dari Indonesia ya gitu, karena I do have the tendency to write my script in English first and then translate it to Indonesia. Tapi kalau misalnya The Big Four, it was my personal challenge to kind of make a film that feels specifically Indonesian down to its culture. So I love that film. You know, like it's a goofy film. It's a feel good film. And my library of feel good is not really banyak. Jadi kayak The Big Four is like an achievement for me.
Lantas apa saran Timo bagi para pembuat film yang memproduksi film laga?
Look, man, I myself still am learning a lot. I don't feel like my films are perfect, far from it. But like I do feel if there's a young filmmaker who wants to make action or even any genre film, I would say at least make it from the heart. You know, like don't just say, oh, ini seru nih, bakal ada kita bunuh sana sini. Here's the thing, and I'm still learning about this. To make something technical is hard, but like it's doable. Tapi to make you care about the characters is even harder. You know, like, I think when you make an action film, but like your character doesn't work, then the film fails no matter how amazing the action is. Tapi kayak The Shadow Strays, you know, gitu, my first goal was people has to care about the plight of this young girl of trying to reclaim her humanity, you know, like, and I think once you kind of get that, the action part is something that you just need to work hard on. Tapi kalau the character working itself is much more important than the technical aspects of the action. So I guess it's always going to start from a solid script lah. Gitu.
Bagaimana dengan Rama?
Saya bukan sutradara, tapi nasihat saya untuk sutradara Indonesia, you know, pelajari, cari inspirasi, dan ikuti trend, you know, apa yang flavornya. Karena tiap waktu berubah. You know, tiap generasi berubah. Apa yang you know, apa yang bagus, you know, mungkin nanti 5 tahun ke depan orang udah bosan ngeliat brutal atau violence rated R movies. Mungkin balik lagi nanti ke G13. So it all depends. There's evolution, you know, waves. There's waves to everything, kayak gelombang gitu.
Timo dan Rama sama-sama berharap industri film Indonesia berkembang jauh lebih baik. Timo mengatakan,
I think filmmakers tend to be equalize as dreamers, you know, like, and I think that's true, because like the world that we create doesn't really exist in the real world, tapi it is a reflection of the real world. Once you treat your film as if it's a creation of dream, then you'll take it much more seriously. And my hope adalah, yeah, well, I want the industry in Indonesia to be better. You know, I don't want people mentioning kayak oh, Indonesia is known for very brutal action. I mean, like, that's true, but, like, make it that Indonesia is good for a very big scope of cinema. You know, like Korea, for example. Korea kan nggak terkenal cuma karena aksinya dan horror, ya kan? They are known for very good drama. They are known for very good comedy. Like, so let's be there. Let's be at that place juga. We are a giant country. Why not? Why can't we do it?
Sementara itu, menurut Rama,
saya selalu mengharapkan bahwa semoga perfilman Indonesia makin-makin lebih besar lagi, makin lebih populer lagi. Jadi saya selalu encourage, you know, membanggakan, mensemangatkan, you know, perfilman Indonesia, dan saya mengharap semua, you know, orang bisa nonton. Dan, you know, thankfully karena kita sudah sekarang kita revolusi ke streaming service, bukan bioskop lagi sekarang mainnya orang. Because of that, film-film Indonesia bisa ditontonin sama global audience.
Arif Budiman, VOA Washington.